New Hampshire Now is about informed discussion with the leaders of our nation, state, and community. I'm Chris Ryan.
We're going to have a great time, Chris, and thank you very much. Your show is fantastic.
Great to talk to you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
I do think, although determination matters, I think support from people who believe in you matters even more.
I was living in a tent for 3 weeks. Very cold, very hard to try and get homework done. But I was determined to stay in school because, I mean, that was the only thing that was going to get me out of this situation regardless of where I am.
I get a chance to talk to your wife, and I get to interview her, which I'm fixing to do, and if next time I see her.
I do know that from spending a lot of time here in New Hampshire, the people in New Hampshire expect to meet you face-to-face.
This is New Hampshire Now. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of it's brought to you by the Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first. Two great locations, one the Concord Hospital campus, the other 125 North Main Street. The Prescription Center will also deliver prescriptions to you free of charge. The Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first. More information, visit prescription-center.com. And this hour also presented by New England College and NEC.edu, offering over 35 undergraduate programs, graduate programs as well, including clinical mental health counseling. I encourage you to check out NEC.edu for more information. The New Hampshire Now Show, as always, proudly presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council. New Hampshire's colleges and universities are the backbone of our state's economy, provide endless learning opportunities for all Granite Staters. I encourage you to check out visitnhcolleges.com for more information. And the New Hampshire Now program, also proudly presented by New Futures. Advocate is a verb. For information, check out new-futures.org. Appreciate joining us for the show. Red Sox opening day filled with pomp and circumstance, and then another Red Sox loss. They dropped to 3-9 on the season. The World Series rings handed out. Past champions coming out from behind the World Series banner and the Green Monster, including Manny Ramirez, Curt Schilling, Mike Lowell, and, of course, David Ortiz, Pedro Martinez as well. It was a festive day at Fenway Park yesterday. The Boston Pops, Boston Symphony Orchestra, playing throughout. It was really awesome. And, you know, it was a great ceremony honoring a 2018 World Series championship team. But the on-the-field aspect of things has been so out of whack with the World Series championship side of things. They could not be more different at this point in time. So that paradox was certainly at play yesterday. The Red Sox lost 7-5. Chris Sale dropped to 0-3 on the season. He lasted only four innings and gave up five runs. He struggled with his command. He struggled to locate his pitches. And velocity-wise, he was at like 94 a couple times in the first inning and then pretty much 91 for the rest when you know, you're used to seeing Chris Sale. Again, it's early in the season, but when you think of vintage Chris Sale, it's 97 to 99 miles an hour on the fastball, and this is what he had to say after the game.
Yeah, just not putting away hitters when I have the opportunity to. Obviously, some balls found some holes today, but at the end of the day, it's you give up hits, you give up runs, you're going to lose games. You know, we score five runs. We had six guys come out of our bullpen. I only gave up two runs, so we got to win that game. This is very easy to just throw on top of the pile and say we're not playing good. This wasn't us not playing. This was me sucking today. And that's frustrating because today was the day we were going to turn it around. You know, we're back home, ceremony, in front of our home fans, playing our first home game. Everyone did what they had to do except for me, and that's a frustrating spot to be in. I mean, if I knew what it was, I'd fix it. You know, that's kind of where I'm at, is spinning my tires. I'm looking at this, looking at that. See if I'm tipping pitches, see if my mechanics, if it's this, if it's angles, it's, you know, I'm still searching, but, you know, I'll find it. I know who I am. I know what I can do. I've been there before, and I'll keep grinding.
Chris Sale right there. This segment of the program presented by Suncook Dental. Dr. Andrew Albee and his team are phenomenal. Their focus is on your comfort and care as a patient. I encourage you to check out Suncook Dental at suncookdental.com. Red Sox will turn to Nathan Eovaldi in tomorrow's game. I talked with him about getting his World Series ring and the start tomorrow against the Blue Jays.
Just talk about what it meant to you to get the World Series ring and be out there today and then the camaraderie and all the pomp and circumstance and such.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I mean, it was awesome. Amazing, everything, you know, you kind of hope for and dream for. Being able to finally get the ring, you know, something that we worked so hard for last year and, get to see it and enjoy it. It was awesome.
How exciting is that particular piece, and does it also provide, you know, not closure necessarily, but does it kind of, you know, turn the page on last year?
I don't really think of it like that. anything, it's just a little bit more of a desire. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go out there and get another one and get to enjoy it again and, you know, play with the guys.
How do you feel, and how do you feel the group feels collectively about what's going on, you know, with this club? Obviously, teams go through these types of stretches, mm-hmm. and it's magnified in this type of environment, particularly earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. You know, I don't think anybody's particularly happy, you know, with the way we've been playing ball, and, you know, we're definitely working to try and fix what we're doing wrong and go out there and compete. And, I mean, you know, for the most part, I would say we've been in, you know, most of the games, at least towards mm-hmm. the end of the games, and we have a chance to come back and, you know, to win. But I think it all starts with the starting pitching, and, you know, we got to do a better job of going out there and setting the tone and going out there and competing.
You're the guy that gets the ball next. Does it change anything in regards to your mindset? You always want to compete. You always love getting the ball. But is there something a little bit different for you in this particular situation?
No, yeah, I mean, you always want to be that one. You know, I feel like as a starter, it takes one good start from one of the starting pitchers. Go out there and, you know, kind of get everybody back on track. So, yeah, I mean, I do. I enjoy being able to be that guy to go out there and, you know, try and do that for the team.
Now, obviously, everybody's collectively searching for the why, but you feel kind of it rests with the starting pitchers and that you guys need to, obviously, you know, pitch better.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's, you know, what it comes down to. I mean, I feel like we got to do a lot of things better right now, but, you know, I think it starts with the starting pitching and, you know, we can set the tone early and, you know, we go out there and we're throwing up zeros. You know, it's hard for them to win.
Nathan Eovaldi right there also caught up with Red Sox Jackie Bradley Jr.
What did the ring ceremony mean to you, getting kind of that final piece to the 2018 championship?
Accomplishment, work that we put in, it's amazing. That's what we all strive for.
The guys always talk about playing for the ring. Is that, you know, one of the more important, obviously there's the memories, but is that one of the more important pieces of a championship?
I think all of it, and titles, all of it. The ring, the trophies, camaraderie, togetherness, oneness, I think that's what encompasses a championship team.
Chris and Nate took a lot of this on themselves, the starting pitching staff, about what's taking place here. Do you feel like the starting pitching is the biggest issue right now, or is it a collective one?
I feel like it's a team. Mm-hmm. It's a team. We're not playing very well right now as a team, and it's showing. But you know, it's early, and you know, these games still count. But we have to, you know, get better and get better fast.
Here is my conversation with World Series MVP Steve Pearce.
Final piece of getting the ring. What does that mean to you as a guy who's obviously fought for trying to achieve that his entire career?
You know, that's perfect. You know, that's we got it. Got the ring. Like you said, that's something that we've put our whole life to get, and to be able to do it with this club. Today was a very special day.
In the type of environment, the pomp, the circumstance, and all that, what did that mean, having, you know, the orchestra and Patriots and all the kind of hoopla that went into it? Does that add to the accomplishment?
Yeah. You know, because what we did was something special. You know, what they did was special. You know, it's special for the city, and we got to unite at Fenway. I think it was cool for everybody.
How do you assess what's going on currently, and does that change anything in terms of the enjoyment of today? Are you able to kind of compartmentalize and put one thing aside and say, last year we're going to celebrate that, and this year maybe things are kind of frustrating right now?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, our record's, you know, not where we want it to be, but, you know, we're going to look back at this, you know, we're going to learn from it. You know, teams are coming after us hard, and you know, we got to and obviously, you know, we got to play better baseball. We're not playing our best baseball. We're not playing the way that, you know, we were clicking last year. It's just you know, we had a short off season. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, it's just, there's a lot that goes into it, but you know, we're gonna get better. You know, this is we're starting to come out of it. You know, even though we're losing, we've had some really hard fought ball games. Mm-hmm. So you know, last year we were able to win them. This year we're not, but. You know, it's still early. You know, we're not pressing one bit.
Final thing, how big of a deal is accountability? And, you know, Sale will stand up in front of the media and say, this is on me. I've never, you know, felt lost like this before. Eovaldi will be like, it's all the starting pitching. Jackie and more, you know, this is more collective thing. Do you feel like there's that one of the strongest attributes of this club is the accountability?
Oh, for sure. And, you know, we want to be better. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, last year when stuff was like going on like this, you know, we would pick each other up. You know, this year it's it's happened to multiple guys, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're gonna come out of this thing, and you know, it's good that, you know, everybody is taking accountable for, you know, how they're playing, myself included. Mm-hmm. And you know, that I think, you know, once you can answer that question, and then it's then we can start playing our baseball.
This is New Hampshire Now on KXL. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate joining us for the show. Again, this hour of the program presented by the Prescription Center as well as New England College. And this segment of the program brought to you by Suncook Dental. I am Chris Ryan. Thanks so much for joining us for the program. New Hampshire's political sage, Tom Raff, joins us up next inside the Concord Photo Service Main Street studio.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council and also by New Futures.